But finally, part of this fantastic group that we've had now for about 18 months, kicked off, of course, by Jamie, now run by Greg Mum. It's been a great work in the Positive Rugby Foundation. It gives opportunity for people to put money into the game, tax-free, and the great thing about it is people can match money if they want to be part of the country segment. There are other bits and pieces that will get going in the form of the Generation Blue stuff, the True Blue, all that sort of gear, but it's been great straight away with the Batir Tour, and we're going to see that again this year. It's been a ripper last year, starting in Cowra, working its way through Bathurst and Orange as part of the Classic Wallabies, and to places like Walgett and Rick, really, who worked hard on the field, but also off the field, they're doing it tough, and finishing in places like Narrabri as well. And of course, Tommy Robinson saw the surreal concept of the little old thing called Beach Rugby at Dubbo Showground, but it's one of those things you're part of on the board with Paddy Ryan, David Lyons, the boys there, of course, Richard and also Peter from the former Elders, New South Wales Country Eagles, and also Alex Turf. It's just something where you've had great corporate support from September. Was the Macquarie Bank and Macquarie Foundation have been fantastic as well. I think it's Restore Hope, the Nick Turf Foundation. So these things give opportunities for people not only to see the players, but also deal with some tough times out in the country and just get together and have some talk a few things out, but also to see New South Wales bring out the players, it's a fantastic thing for us and fantastic for country people, and I'm looking forward to more of it, you know, most probably in June, July this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Positive Country Rugby Foundation is a part of the broader New South Wales Positive Rugby Foundation, and to be honest, it's an excellent initiative that James Godfrey and Andrew Hoare established last year. And to be honest, what got us excited, the people that you mentioned before, was the fact that there was a part of that foundation that was going to specifically focus on that which is important to the people in the bush around bush footy. What I think is important and what brought us all together was the sense of community around bush footy. And as you mentioned, the Batir initiative around the Get Talking Tour was something that the Tooth Foundation was extremely, and Macquarie Bank were extremely happy to support. So what we're hoping is not only do players come out and get to see the countryside or come back to the countryside to encourage young blokes, but that the foundation can continue to support things like mental health, player well-being. There's in the pipeline a pilot program working alongside the Duke of Edinburgh where we're going to try and roll out the Duke of Edinburgh Award through rugby clubs, so kids that otherwise wouldn't get a chance to experience the benefits of the Duke of Edinburgh program get supported through New South Wales Rugby and Country Rugby. So that in a nutshell is just the tip of the iceberg as to what we want to achieve in the Country Rugby Foundation. We haven't done a huge foundation push to raise money yet, and it's not the right time with the drought, and so what we've found is there are a number of very, very passionate people who've rallied around to get it started, and part of yourselves and the people who listen to you, we hope that that can gain some momentum. And if people want to get involved, whether it's helping out or to, you know, contribute, that's equally, both are excellent. We'd love to hear from them.
Yeah, we'll just go through the website there, of course, waratahs.com.au, click onto the foundation, which is on top of the page, and get into it. And of course, Gus, we wish you all the best moving forward. Congratulations with your result in the 14s, all the best to the state champs, and the fantastic you're doing with it, work with Batir. Go through their website, of course, with the big elephant, batyr.com.au, and look forward to the tour that's going to be later in the year.
Thanks very much. And if I could just encourage all of your listeners and people who take notice of what you say, let's talk positively about footy. Let's continue to grow this great game, and let's make sure that we stay focused on what the values are and what this great game gives us and our kids and our community. So, thanks very much, and I'll speak again soon, I hope.
No worries. Thanks very much, Cass.